We're here this morning specifically to share in the most important meal in our Christian lives, the Lord's Supper. It's a commemoration of that Last Supper and then Jesus' fulfillment of all that he said at that meal. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. And yet, his disciples just didn't understand. Just a few hours after Jesus and his friends shared that final meal together, several people had life-changing encounters with him. And I've chosen six to think about. Three were members of that special friendship group on that Thursday evening. Three were not. We know the names of four of them. Two of them were foreigners. Each of these meetings tell us something about who Jesus is when we too encounter him, when we have a relationship with him today. And those six are a coerced passerby, Simon of Cyrene, and I'll do that bit. And then there was the convinced centurion who stood at the base of the cross, and Rob is going to do that one. And then there's the convicted criminal, one of the two who died side by side with Jesus. And Ruth or Dave are going to do that. Ruth, I think. And then the three of the friendship group, the disciples. There was a crying woman, Mary Magdalene, and Maria is going to read that one. And then there was a commissioned disciple, and that one is Peter. And that one will be Dave. And then finally, a condemned friend. And that one, John will read. It's a series of scriptures and monologues. I apologize. No, I don't apologize for the alliteration. So I'll start just with the passerby, the coerced passerby. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. That was in Mark 15, verse 2. But there is another reference to him in Luke 23, verse 26. And it says they put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. They forced him to carry the cross and they made him carry it behind Jesus. Oi, you, carry the cross. There was no opportunity to say no. You did not say no to the Roman authorities, the occupiers of Palestine at that time. We know his name, Simon. We know where he came from, Cyrene in North Africa, present-day Libya. He was a foreigner. He would have been of color. He had two sons, and those two sons are named. Isn't that interesting? Alexander and Rufus. Were they known to the early church? Were they Christians? Were they disciples of some followers of the way, the new movement, the new church? And if they had become Christians, is it a possibility that Simon might have done as well? In carrying that cross behind that staggering man with his back in shreds, probably the back of his legs, bleeding as well, his arms, staggering in front of this young man, Simon. Who could not have been moved by that experience? It must have been a life-changing experience. And many think he did become a follower of Christ after that experience, and almost certainly his sons. For the sake of the recording, we will switch off.